Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, the book of Psalms. Psalm 104 has as its heading, God the Creator and Provider. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flames your ministers. You set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they flee. At the sound of your thunder, they take flight. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. And our gospel lesson this morning once again is from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning to read at verse 35. Jesus responds to a request that has come to him from two of his disciples, James and John. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." These are God's words for us. May we have the wisdom not only to understand them, but the courage to apply them to our lives this day. Amen. Once again, it is time for a message for our children and, of course, for all who are young at heart, listening at home or listening here this morning. This past summer, I had the wonderful opportunity of spending time with our granddaughter, Ruby. And in doing so, I was introduced, really introduced, to Daniel Tiger. Now, Daniel Tiger isn't new. He's been around for a long time. In fact, Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood first introduced Daniel Tiger years ago. But what I didn't know is that Daniel Tiger now has his own show. And one of Ruby's favorite things to do every morning as part of her routine while she got ready and ate her breakfast was to watch Daniel Tiger episodes, often the same ones, over and over and over again. But I learned some things. And in case you don't know who Daniel Tiger is, I have one. Everybody needs a Daniel Tiger. I could have gone for the bigger version, but the small one does the trick. Cute little tiger with his red hoodie and his red sneakers, who experiences Many of the things that children growing up experience, their struggles, their learnings, their things that they encounter along the way. And one of the things I noticed over and over again as we watched these episodes was that oftentimes the lesson Daniel needed to learn was that it was important not just to think about himself. He needed to think about others. He needed to ask others before he took things from them. He needed to think about helping others and not just getting what he wanted. And I thought, that is a lesson not just for the children. It's a lesson for all of us. I thought about that as I read and reread today's gospel lesson, in which Jesus talks to his very closest followers, his disciples, about the importance of serving others. The way I look at it, serving is helping. Thinking of others, not just yourself. In fact, on my four-letter words of faith list, help is one of those four-letter words. And you don't have to be a grown-up to help or serve others. It can be very simple. It can be reaching out to that new boy or girl in your classroom at school. It can be picking up something that someone else has dropped, helping them carry a heavy load, waiting with someone who feels alone or scared. It could be helping out with chores at home, or perhaps helping an older neighbor do something that they can no longer do by themselves. Today in your Carry Out Connection, you will be creating service spinners to remind you of things that you can do to serve or help others. As I said, the lessons that Daniel Tiger learns are not just for children. They're for all of us. We all need to be reminded that following Jesus is not about making sure we have what we need and we have what we want, but making sure that we pay attention to those around us, caring for them and making sure they have what they need along the way. In just a little bit, the choir is going to be singing a beautiful anthem. We're going to join in on the third verse, but it's about serving. It's about helping. And one of the stanzas reminds us that we are on this journey together, pilgrims on a journey, travelers on the road, here to help each other go the mile and bear the load. So I keep little Daniel Tiger in my study at home. Whenever I look at him, I think of Ruby, but I also think of the wonderful lessons that he learns along the way from which we can learn as well. And I'm going to invite you to join me in praying as we ask God to help us be good servants, good helpers, not just when it's convenient, not just when we feel like it, but all the time. Let's pray together, and then we'll join in praying our Lord's Prayer. Oh God, how good it is to know that you sent Jesus to help us, not to be helped, to serve us, not to be served. And we learn from his example. Help us to always be eager to reach out to others, paying attention to what they might need or what might make their journey a little bit easier. Help us to remember that it doesn't need to be fancy things that we do, but a lot of little things along the way. Also help us to remember that as we seek to help and serve others, you are always helping us. And for that we give thanks. As we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.